At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. We've got breaking news out of Oakland tonight, where protesters have apparently taken over tonight's Oakland City Council meeting. The meeting was shut down after activists from the Black Lives Matter movement came in. Some of the protesters chained themselves to the city council room's railings, forcing the council to put the meeting into recess. We'll have more on this story as information becomes available. Also in the news tonight, the crowded presidential race.
We were promised hope, but it was just talk.
Former Arkansas governor and Fox News host Mike Huckabee told the world today he is seeking the Republican presidential nomination.
Every Republican candidate, official and yet to announce, hopes to break out of the pack, akin to what Bill Clinton did in 1992. In the same hometown he shares with Bill Clinton, Hope, Arkansas, Mike Huckabee announced his run for president.
We were promised hope, but it was just talk. And now we need the kind of change that really could get America from hope to higher ground.
Huckabee's base is hardcore social conservatives.
That is correspondent Bob Constantini.
Our nation was intended to be a citizen government.
Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina jumped into the race yesterday, and she is among the challengers in a crowded Republican field. But today, a new study suggesting more Americans are willing to vote for a woman into the White House in 2016.
Nearly 9 in 10 Democrats say the nation is ready to elect a woman as president. That's according to a New York Times CBS poll. The survey also found the number of Americans who think Mrs. Clinton has strong leadership qualities has shot up by 8% to 65%. The figures have risen since the late March disclosure that she did not use government email account as Secretary of State.
Now that is correspondent Barbara Cusack. Back here in the Bay Area, another dead whale washing ashore in Pacifica today, not far from where another whale was found 3 weeks ago. In fact, that whale carcass still sits on the beach decomposing. This one is a 32-foot female humpback whale, and the city of San Francisco, we're told, is responsible for removing this whale carcass. The Marine Mammal Center in Marin County says researchers are trying to determine whether a necropsy, which is an animal autopsy, is possible in this case. Well, we saw it during the dot-com boom 15 years ago, and here we go again. The housing market in San Francisco is so hot, longtime residents are being forced out of their homes. But Supervisor David Campos is taking a stand on behalf of those people.
Campos chose the playground of a preschool in the heart of the Mission District to announce the legislation for a temporary halt to market-rate housing development that longtime residents of the Mission were facing a housing crisis.
We have hundreds of units of housing that are in the pipeline to be built in this neighborhood, and only 7% of those units are units that are affordable for low-income and moderate-income people.
Campos says that nearly 8,000 residents, most of them Latino, have been forced to move from the Mission in recent years.
KGO 810 SUNY Collin also tells us if this proposal is enacted, it would give San Francisco the right to declare a 45-day moratorium on developing market-rate housing. Well, it seems one Arizona man was, he was in the feeling the need for speed. How about that? Arizona State Troopers busted Alejandro Barraza as he hit 131 miles an hour on a Phoenix freeway. Officers say Barraza told them he was glad they didn't catch him sooner when he was doing 160 miles an hour. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says officials spotted the man from a patrol aircraft, and he was later stopped by a motorcycle officer. Barraza was booked into jail on a number of charges, including reckless driving and criminal speed. A new soda tax with a new pitch is winding its way through the state capitol in Sacramento, but this, too, is meeting some stiff opposition.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador.
The Latino Coalition for a Healthy California say Latino kids are more likely to contract type 2 diabetes because they drink, on average, one more soda per day than their white peers. The estimated $3 billion a year, proponents say, that would be generated by the tax would go to fund the Children and Family Health Promotion Program. But, according to a Harris poll, 56% to 58% of Americans are opposed to such a tax. The calorie and health labels on food and drinks and parental guidance, most say, is enough to make a good choice.
That is correspondent Jim Rube. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I have good news. In the city, that accident on the Skyway eastbound after 4th has been cleared now. You've only got minor delays back to 5th. Otherwise, 80 looks fantastic in both directions, from the city all the way up to Davis. Looking good in the South Bay as well. 680 northbound on the Sunol grade, not too bad still. It is slow from Sheridan Road up to 84. Something to watch out for in Pleasant Hill. 680 southbound at Monument Boulevard, there's a garbage can that is blocking up the middle lanes. We're also looking good on the Bayshore Freeway. So all the way from San Jose up into the city, you've got no real issues. And into the North Bay, the Redwood Highway looks fantastic all the way to Santa Rosa. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
In sports, the A's held on to beat the Minnesota Twins 2-1 tonight. The Giants are up 5-0 on the San Diego Padres in the top of the fourth. And with a little more than 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, the Golden State Warriors trailing the Memphis Grizzlies 20-13 in Game 2 of their NBA playoff series. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Breezy and warm tomorrow, and then you had another shift in the weather, or so it goes. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For your afternoon, upper 50s to the low 80s, so the mild pattern will continue in terms of our temperatures. Great to see the potential for some showers in the AccuWeather 7-day forecast. Thursday, late afternoon, evening is our best opportunity for seeing some drops. Looks like snow in the Sierra Nevada down to about 6,000 feet.
Right now around the Bay Area, scattered clouds and 62 degrees in Santa Rosa. We've got 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
News, traffic, weather, sports, plus the latest financial updates. Get it all right here on the Bay Area's news and information station. KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Today is Cinco de Mayo.
Celebrates Mexico's victory in the Battle of Puebla.
It turns out this year Cinco de Mayo falls on the 5th of May.
Cinco de Mayo is the fourth drunkest holiday.
It's been almost a year since the last time I threw up in a sombrero.
No Cinco de Mayo would be complete without great food and great music.
You order for me a burrito supreme.
Jura, haya dicho nada que todo lo mío.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's really what it's all about. It's all about tequila. Yeah. By the way, this is interesting. You know, we consume more tequila in the United States than they actually do in Mexico. A lot more. A lot more.
Because we can afford to?
No. Maybe they're smarter. I don't know. Yes. Could be. All right. They know they have to go to work tomorrow. And I guess we don't care.
I guess.
I guess not. By the way, we're going to talk about jobs and get a gig department, which is a lengthy one, so this might be a two-parter. But which jobs are most likely to drive you to drink? Not as in driving your vehicle. Just make you a mess and make you want to drink.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I can't think of a job that doesn't. But.
The government just released data on which jobs have the highest percentage of people who drink heavily and get high. The five jobs with the highest concentrations of heavy drinkers are?
Doctor.
No, actually not. Mining, construction, hotels and restaurants. Well, they're exposed to it all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Arts and entertainment.
Exposed, once again.
Okay, and utilities.
Whoa.
I don't know what those guys and those cherry pickers are doing.
Up there on the utility pole. Right, whoa. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
I could be toasted any second. Let's have one. Maybe when we get home. Right.
Yeah, but you so don't want to. Well, maybe they just imbibe a little bit. But, man, that's not the kind of work you want to do with any kind of hangover, I'd say, too.
The five with the most drug use are hotels and restaurants, arts and entertainment, management, information, and construction.
Wow.
Yeah. And one last thing. There's no data on how many people were already big drinkers or drug users before they started their jobs and how many started doing it because of their jobs.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, I like drinking and I like construction. Those things are in my DNA.
No, or I hate my job and I'm depressed, so I'm drinking a lot.
Right, which came first, chicken or the egg?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as we move along in the Get a Gig department, now is the time as a lot of people are graduating, and congratulations. To
select a vocation.
Yes. A new study out of Columbia University in New York found that when employees wear formal business clothes, it actually leads to better results. The researchers found that suits and skirts make people feel more powerful and confident, which makes them more creative and more apt to act like leaders. So, you know, quote.
This is why we get dressed up for interviews?
Yes, that leads to more big picture thinking rather than concrete thinking that focuses on details. So, should your company institute a hardcore dress code? And before you freak out over the idea, just think how it might help your paycheck, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. And then this one's good. I love this one. this is from the Life's a Bitch department. A new study found out by the University of Maryland, they found that handsome guys are less likely than the rest of us trolls to get job offers because they intimidate their potential bosses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Both men and women were more reluctant to hire a good-looking guy because they automatically assumed he was more competent and ambitious than someone less attractive. So they viewed him as competition. Weirdly enough, the same effect didn't happen with good-looking women. They were just as likely to get a gig, get hired, as an unattractive woman.
Wow.
How about that?
That's tough. Mm-hmm. Sorry, good-looking guys. I have seen a lot of handsome homeless men.
Yes. Are we seeing the same guy on the Embarcadero every day?
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yes.
With the sign.
Yes, and he stands there. I mean, like, it's his duty. Stands there and smiles. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten a job.
Well, let's get him an internship here.
Maybe so.
All right.
Well, check this out. If you see a guy on the street panhandling in a Gucci sweater, are you going to give him money or refuse because there's no way he's homeless if he can afford those clothes? Okay.
Right.
No, wrong. Apparently, you're going to give him money.
Because he has such good taste.
This study found that people who wear clothes with luxury logos tend to get better responses when they're asking for something. So you should wear them to a job when you're asking someone out, or even if you're on the street begging for money, like down there on the Embarcadero.
What?
Yes, the researchers literally tested the last scenario and found out that it was true. Quote, a person wearing a luxury brand logo while soliciting charitable donations receives larger contributions than a person not wearing one. They also found larger logos did better than smaller ones. So if you're going to wear a polo, you'll love this. So if you're going to wear a polo shirt to a job interview, pick the one with the giant horse that goes across your entire chest instead of the little one up here in the upper left.
No way. I hate those shirts. That's awful.
No,
who did this study? I know, but the big one. Those are obnoxious.
No, you mean with the big logos? Yeah.
Well,
I have a polo shirt, but I have the little horse in the upper.
I remember this is a million years ago, too, but like somebody, in the hate asked me for a couple bucks or something like that, and I was like, what? No way. You're wearing more jewelry than I am.
Well, I can see where this would work for charitable donations. I mean, if you dress nicely and you knock on someone's door, they're probably more apt to I don't know. It's the psychology behind it.
I can't really figure out the math behind that one. That's weird.
But I can tell you, boy, just being paranoid has totally screwed up the knocking on the door thing, because every time somebody knocks on my door, I wonder, Are they casing the place out?
It's the Baptists.
Or, right.
I just yell out the window, the get out of here. I'm an atheist. Go on, get. I just can't believe that any religion in this day and age still thinks it's a good idea to go door to door. I'm like,
it's
can't you build
thing.
A website or something?
I know.
Look
I
at
know.
The Scientologists. Once that movie Going Clear came out, they had all those banner ads and videos going off on everything you looked at, you know, for like 2 weeks after that movie came out.
We're going to have part two of this coming up a little later in the late night, late show wrap up. We all need a global sunshade, a planetary sunshade. We're
going
to talk to Ken Caldera. Yes, about geoengineering coming up here in just a minute on the Direct Radio Show on KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 is getting you into the world's greatest costume race, Zappos.com Bay to Breakers. Listen to the KGO Morning News at 8:10 a.m. to hear the newsmaker of the day. Then check out the Chip Franklin Show between noon and 3 for your chance to win a running bib for the race. Plus, you'll get a chance to win during the Know Your News quiz weekday afternoons at 5:25. You can still register and lock in the lowest price at ZapposBayToBreakers.com. Don't miss the Zappos.com Bay to Breakers from KGO 810.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over two decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows and Solar.
What do you think are the most expensive windows that you can get in your house? It's the ones you already have.
That's right. Your old windows that let in drafts and dust and let out the heat and air conditioning you're paying for.
And in celebration of their 15-year anniversary, Bill and Kathleen are making it easier than ever before to get beautiful, energy-efficient windows.
Bill and I are so thankful that you can now have the quiet, energy efficient, and beautiful home of your dreams.
Listen to this. When you call American Vision Windows right now, enjoy no payments and no interest for 6 months, or payments as low as $99 per month, plus free expert installation from the number one window replacement company in California, American Vision Windows. It's just what you've been waiting for. So call 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSIB number 778326. American Vision Windows, a preferred hero financing contractor. 6 months, no interest, no payments based on approved credit. Call for details.
Taking action towards a healthier life is the best decision anyone can make. The Jumpstart MD Physician Design Program provides intuitive guidelines that quickly build confidence and yield results. With one-on-one coaching, real food, and modern nutritional science, you'll get the support to change your habits, your health, and your body for a lifetime. Make the first step. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
The voice of the Bay Area, Ron Owens. Weekdays at 9 on KGO 810.
Well, things are a little bit messy in Vegas. We'll talk about the Pacquiao chaos coming up here. Looks like he may have a lawsuit in his future. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather had a hell of a night winning, but looks like Manny Pacquiao is being accused of allegedly not disclosing all of the truth. And we'll get to that coming up. That's a nice way to put it. Let me see here. Are we here? I think we're here. Let's say good evening to our next guest. It's Dr. Caldera, and he is with the Department of Global Ecology, the Carnegie Institution for Science at Stanford. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we're going to talk about geoengineering and those sort of things. Why don't, if you could, Doctor, if you don't mind, explain geoengineering to everyone.
Geoengineering is the idea of manipulating parts of how the Earth functions to try to control the Earth for human purposes broadly. And often it's considered with respect to climate change to somehow alter the climate and prevent global warming from happening.
Right. So you see this as trying to manipulate what goes on our planet as a good thing, as, for instance, the aerosol climate fix and things like that.
I wouldn't go so far as that. I think it's good to investigate it because it might be something that people want to do someday, but I wouldn't say it's a good thing. It's something that might be something people want to do someday.
Right. And would that reason be that we're sort of painting ourselves into a corner climate-wise since we're behind the eight ball and haven't done enough or much to reverse and or balance out global warming? So is it true that some people, I guess, are looking at like, okay, if it gets really dire, we could try this? And I'm going to assume also as a follow-up question that that would be really expensive.
No, there's sort of a yes and no. So to your first question, that we and others are investigating these kinds of proposals, which we can go into later, and some of them are extraordinarily cheap, and that's actually what makes it interesting, because it would be possible, but perhaps not wise, to offset all of global warming very cheaply. I mean, for like 1,000 times less than it would cost to change our energy system.
And some of those things, and I wasn't joking, really looking at some of the background here to talk to you, we need a giant planetary sunshade.
Yeah, I mean...
something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything sounds crazy the first time you hear it, and I don't want to say that it's not crazy, but big volcanoes cool off the planet.
Exactly.
There was a big volcano in 1991 called Mount Pinatubo, and it blew up and put stuff into the high in the atmosphere and the stratosphere, and the next year the Earth cooled. And it turns out that to do that kind of cooling would be relatively easy. And so basically the leading idea is to emulate what volcanoes do and put material in the stratosphere to reflect sunlight back to space.
Okay, well, and then also if you go a few hundred years back, we go to Mount Tambora, and that erupted in Indonesia, and that lasted a long time. And that did act like a sunshade and actually cooled down America and Europe in 1816. It was the year without a summer, right?
Yes, and so the basic science of this is well established, and the people have done analyses of, the leading idea is that you basically send up airplanes to put material into the stratosphere, and to offset all of the warming expected this century, each year you would need a number of flights that would be equivalent to about 6 hours of commercial aviation today, and so we're talking about something. The scale of doing this at full scale would be like 1,000 times smaller than the aviation industry.
So it would be something to reflect the sunlight from hitting the Earth directly. So try to cool it down.
Yeah, the basic idea is that the Earth is warmed by sunlight, and then the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases acts as kind of a blanket and prevents that heat from escaping back to space. And so if you're putting more blankets on, then the idea is that if you turn down the heat source, which is the sun, that you could restore the surface temperature to what it was before. And our climate modeling results say it would basically work.
Well, is this something we should, if you could find stratospherically, we could put a sunshade over California so that we could have some rain. Do you think that's a good idea?
This kind of stratospheric approach that I was saying wouldn't really work for some place like California alone, because once you put material into the stratosphere, it starts spreading around the rest of the planet.
Right.
And so that one's a planetary idea. But people have other ideas for manipulating climate of some place like, say, California or southwestern U.S. And there's two main ideas there. One idea would be to whiten the clouds over the ocean, and we could talk about how that could be done.
Sure.
And that would cool the air over the Pacific that came into the California and maybe make the clouds last longer and have them come over here. Another idea is to mix up more cold water from the deep ocean off the coast, and you know, we know how that forms the coastal fog, and that we could increase the amount of coastal fog, which is supposed to go away with global warming. And so there are a couple of ideas that could manipulate.
I like all these ideas. Oh, well, if we could talk about them in a minute after the news break, I'd love to. And
sure.
I think that people would be shocked to know that 40 out of the 50 entire United States, all 40 out of 50 U.S. states are going to face a water shortage within the next 10 years. So everybody wants to think it's just a California thing. Not really, right? I mean, not by a long stretch.
Well, I think climate change is going to affect us all.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break and we'll be back and we'll discuss some of these ideas. And if you have any questions, 808-0810 is the number, and we'll continue. If you have any input, we'll continue with our conversation with Dr. Ken Caldera from Stanford on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.75%. That's right, 3.75%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, select dress shirts are just $49.50 each when you buy two or more.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Wanna learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
Unfortunately, you can't buy a diploma from some guy with a briefcase.
But there is one way you can get the educational skills you and your family need for free, with free family learning programs. Call 1-877-FAMLIT-1 for information on free GED, computer training classes, and other family learning programs. That's 1-877-FAMLIT-1.
Check it out, check it out. Want your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
After all, you can't get your education on the street. Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. The first step to a better life. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
So we're talking geoengineering on this Cinco de Mayo. So have another shot of vodka and then hold on to your sombrera because we could use
it
for
tequila?
The plant. Well, what did I say?
Vodka.
Vodka.
Oh, my God. We need a Russian holiday.
That
you
was a Freudian
are on to
slip.
Something, buddy.
Maybe I had a few when I was on vacation.
And then we wear a big fur hat,
and it wasn't
not
tequila.
A sombrero.
Yeah. Hold on to your sombrero because we may need it for the planet Earth. We'll be back in a second. But first, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, thank you, Drex. Top story at the bottom of the hour. We've got breaking news out of Oakland where protesters have returned to Oakland. Well, that's what it sounded like on Friday night when hundreds smashed windows, vandalized cars, and set one on fire. Tonight, protesters claiming to be part of the Black Lives Matter movement shut down tonight's Oakland City Council meeting. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns has been monitoring this story, and she joins us live from the update desk with what we know. Carolyn?
John, about an hour into their meeting, protesters with a group known as Black Seed pushed their way to the front of the room with banners and bullhorns. About an hour later, the city council officially adjourned the meeting. Now, Black Seed's complaint centers around what they feel are economic conditions pushing out longtime residents. They're against plans to develop a housing complex in the vicinity of 12th Street and 2nd Avenue, which they describe as luxury condos. And one of the group's spokesmen characterized the municipal process surrounding the development as lacking community involvement. Demonstrators, though, plan to maintain control of the council chambers until around 11 or 12 tonight. So far, there have been no arrests. Live in the newsroom, I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
Well, it's official, the first water conservation rules in California history.
We feel it is unfair to establish the standard based on summer consumption.
Despite the concerns like that, the State Water Board late this afternoon passed a wide-ranging standard for water use in California. KGO 810's Rob Artigo tells us what the plan might look like.
The proposed scale for water use reduction is tiered from 8% to 36%, and it all depends on where you live. San Francisco, for example, is in the tier at 8%, where conservation already falls into that range. But inland areas, warmer areas like West Sacramento, are in the 36% mandatory range.
The conservation standard has been applied to a fixed number from 2 years ago.
The proposed mandatory cuts in this plan would cost water suppliers across the state an estimated $500 million.
In San Francisco, new development continues at a white-hot pace.
Yeah, UCSF is supportive, absolutely.
But that assurance has the San Francisco Giants planning a 28-acre development across from a Covey Cove called Mission Rock. Interesting move considering the opposition that's mounting over plans to build a new arena for the Golden State Warriors in that same Mission Bay neighborhood.
Today I'm announcing that our intention is to gather signatures and place Mission Rock on the November 2015 ballot.
The development is being privately financed by the Giants, says President Larry Baer.
We're going to replace the surface parking with a garage so that we can have 7 acres of park land, 1,500 units of housing, of which a third is affordable housing, some commercial space for more jobs.
The Warriors arena being proposed has recently become controversial, with opponents saying that UCSF medical facilities could be blocked. As for this development, is UCSF on board?
Yeah, UCSF is supportive. Absolutely.
That is KGO 810 Scott Letiri. Well, Arizona State Troopers finally caught up to Alejandro Barraza the other night on a Phoenix freeway. Finally, because Barraza was traveling at 131 miles an hour. He actually told police he was glad they didn't catch him sooner because he was driving at speeds of 160 miles an hour. An airplane actually spotted him. A cop on a motorcycle made the stop. He was arrested, charged with reckless driving and criminal speed in what appears to be a newer model Ford Mustang. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelt a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. No actual accidents to report right now, but quite a few hazards around the Bay Area. We'll start in Orinda, eastbound 24 at St. Stephen's Drive. You got four vehicles in the center divider. It looks like one of them stalled out and maybe the others stopped to help. They're still not clear on exactly what's going on there, so just give them room if you would. In Walnut Creek, southbound 680 at Olympic Boulevard, this is a worse situation. You've got two vehicles that are stopped in the right lane and people are having to swerve to not hit them. Eastbound 580 before 680 in Dublin, you got tire tread blocking up the slow lane. And a heads up for you, construction on the Bay Bridge on westbound 80. It's going to shut down the three right lanes tonight starting at 9, and they're going to have it closed till 5 o'clock in the morning. And I want to hit this again because I'd hate for you to get caught off guard. This weekend, Caltrans shutting down the San Mateo Bridge the 8th through the 11th while they do maintenance and bridge improvements. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's hold on to beat the Minnesota Twins tonight in Minneapolis 2-1. The Giants now up 6-0 on the San Diego Padres. Bottom of the 5th, a clean-shaven Ryan Vogelsong giving up just two hits. No runs. And right now, with just under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, the Golden State Warriors trailing the Memphis Grizzlies 36-32 in Game 2 of their playoff series. And now your Bay Area weather forecast with KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
We're going to go with some mild weather tomorrow after the morning low clouds burn off, upper 50s to low 80s. And those of you waiting for some wet weather, well, we have a slight chance on Thursday of seeing some showers around here, mainly in the afternoon, evening hours. And in the Sierra Nevada, this means snow showers down to about 6,000 feet.
On Friday, temperatures are going to drop, upper 50s to low 70s. Then your weekend is looking good, high 50s to high 70s on Mother's Day. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 61 degrees in Santa Rosa, 54 in Oakland, 56 in San Jose, and 55 in Santa Cruz. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
The voice of the Bay Area, Ron Owens, weekdays at 9 on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and we go back live and local over to Stanford, and we are speaking with Dr. Caldera, and he's into geoengineering and climate. He's a climate scientist at Stanford. Dr. Caldera, some of your work is very fascinating, not only fascinating, but somewhat controversial. When we talk about ACD, tell everybody what that is an acronym for.
Wait, I missed that one. ACD?
ACD.
You have me there. Not true.
Anthropogenic climate disruption.
Yeah, that's not one that I use, so we can just move on to the next one.
All right, well, let's see here. So I have some people waiting to talk to us, and I want to get them on the air with us.
I could just jump in. You know, we just heard on the news about the water supply issues in California.
Yes.
And you know, something that people haven't looked into but should is one of the things that bring moisture into California is you have this cool, cold ocean. And then the inland California gets warm and the air rises and that sucks in this cool, moist air off the ocean. And so if you could cool off the ocean, you could potentially bring more cool, moist air into California and the desert southwest. And it's something that people haven't studied at all yet. And I think if people should study this kind of thing, not necessarily, might not be a good idea to do, but we should.
Well, there's no doubt that the drought era in California is just, it's biblical almost in every proportion. And I'm sure you agree, every day should be considered fire season because that's pretty much what it is at this point.
Okay, we can go to your calls.
Okay, let me see here. Well, we do have Ryoga from Sunnyvale. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hey, Drex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Dr. Caldera, while your research is fascinating, you are treading in dangerous territory to try to get us robot overlords, unfortunately. What you've mentioned is pretty much the plot line for The Matrix, where the robots blocked out the sun. And in all seriousness, if we did something like that, what's not to say that we couldn't reverse the effects by putting particles in our atmosphere to pretty much blot out the sun? How could we control that?
All right. Thank you very much.
I mean, people, I think it's within human power to cause another ice age if people wanted to do it. And so, and I think the call brings up an important question about, you know, do we want to start intentionally taking more control of how the planet functions? Right now, we're kind of screwing with planetary function without, you know, not being thoughtful about it. And you know, do we, you know, anyway, it's a big question. And we, what the caller brings up, we could potentially do.
Well, there is denial, and then there's the reality. For instance, there are some states that have already made this illegal. And I'm talking about Florida, Wisconsin. They don't want anything to do with it. I mean, you know, I guess they look at it as if we're playing God.
The you know, in California, there's been cloud seeding for the last 50 years to try to bring more water into the reservoirs in the Sierra. And you know, in China has been manipulating weather. And so weather manipulation has been going on, you know, all over the place for at least a half a century. And climate manipulation brings it up another level, but it's not fundamentally different from what we're already doing. The other thing is we're already knowingly altering the climate with our greenhouse gas emissions. And I'm not saying that we should do this kind of stuff. I'm thinking it's worth thinking about. And someday, the thing that gets me is that by the end of this century, every summer, nearly every summer in the tropics is expected to be hotter than the record hot summer so far. And with the record hot summer so far, there's been crop failures and often famines. And it's at some point, these kinds of things might be a way to avoid widespread famine.
Well, we were talking about huge volcanoes that sort of fit the Earth fixing itself. And if you think about Mount Tambora 200 years ago in Indonesia, where, you know, a year of no sun actually did the planet some good. How do we know that we're not right around the corner from having something like that happen again?
Let's say you were putting an aerosol layer in the stratosphere and then a volcano went off, that you could stop injecting additional material into the stratosphere at that time. And recently a group in Europe did a study of exactly this and found actually that you would reduce the amount of change caused by the volcano. And so, you know, basically you would just stop injecting when the volcano went off and things would get a bit cooler as they normally do after big volcanoes, but it would cool less than it would ordinarily after a big volcano. So it's not really a big issue.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Caldera. Why do you think this is such a hot button issue amongst the conspiracy theorists? Because it sure is.
It is. I mean, I think and rightly so, I think there's two different issues. One is, I basically believe that we should be working to reduce our interference in how the Earth functions and not increase it. And so the basic idea of investigating increasing our interference in Earth's system processes is a little scary. And I think another bit of conspiracy theory is that many people, and often rightly so, don't trust what the government says. And you know, believe the government's already doing some of this stuff, which I don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, I was so excited to talk to you, and then I was Googling you more and more, and I was like, wait a minute.
This guy's on fire.
Somebody out there's calling you Kenny Chemtrail and stuff like that, and you're like, oh, man.
There's some people who believe that the contrails that you see behind airplanes are part of some conspiracy theory, but
I've heard that. Not about you, but I mean, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
No, well, you've heard that it's insane, right?
Well,
yeah,
yes.
But there's a hierarchy of conspiracy theories that, you know, usually, you know, some people believe that the World Trade Center was knocked down by the CIA on 9/11.
Right.
And, you know, that's usually the same people who are believing in this chemtrail stuff. It's you have to be a pretty well-developed.
Well, someone said the only thing, and perhaps this was on your paper, I think here, the only thing a politician can do to start the planet cooling is solar geoengineering. If a catastrophic outcome does occur, the pressure to deploy a scheme then would be overwhelming, and we wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, I believe this is true, that if we, basically each carbon dioxide emission causes an additional bit of warming of the Earth. And if we stop our greenhouse gas emissions, that stops the Earth from warming more, but it doesn't start the Earth cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to change our whole energy system takes like a half a century, because power plants and all that, it take a long time to build and replace everything that we have. And so if a politician really felt that it was important to cool the Earth quickly. We know after a volcano that the next year the Earth's already cooling, and so it's really the only thing a politician can do to cause the Earth to start cooling on a politically relevant time.
Well, and I know politics shouldn't come into it, but it does. Rubio has already publicly stated that he's against all of this, and we should not manipulate, the planet Earth. And saying things like, well, weather changes, which is brilliant. No kidding. but politics does play into this, does it not?
Yes, and I'm against, I'm against this stuff too, but I'm also against ignorance. And I do think that it would be a mistake to do this kind of stuff now. But, you know, we don't know what the future lies in store for us. No climate model that I know of predicted the kind of drought that we're seeing in California over the past years. And so it's possible, that the climate models are under predicting what's in store for us, and that things could be worse than is predicted. And if things turn out worse than predicted, we should have some ideas of what we might do.
I thank you so much. Let's have a tequila to a happy, beautiful planet Earth around.
You've
for
made
a long
me
time.
Feel a yeah. little bit hopeful here. I like that.
Well, at least somebody's thinking about it, and we so much appreciate you speaking with us.
You think that tequila is what's making me feel hopeful?
Because I kind of like this planet. I was really getting used to living here, and
Cinco
I didn't want to have to die or move.
Well, then don't watch Interstellar.
Oh God!
Because I did figure out the ending. Doctor, have you watched Interstellar yet?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
You should take a look at it. You'd have some fun with it. Dr. Caldera, a geoengineering and climate scientist from Stanford. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good evening.
Thank you. It was fun.
You bet. All right. Let's do the break, and we'll come back to our Get a Gig department. That's what we're focusing on our downtime. Well, it's not really downtime, but between our breaks here, we want to get to it because we've got some very good stuff. And then we'll get back to the Pacquiao thing. Did you watch the fight Saturday night? Ooh, turns out there are lawsuits coming. We'll tell you why coming up on the Drex Radio Show in KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 invites you to see the National Geographic's Emmy-nominated wildlife correspondent, Mireya Mayer. Wednesday, May 20th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City, Mireya Mayer has been called the female Indiana Jones and has survived poisonous insect bites, been charged by gorillas and chased by elephants, and she will share her stories. For tickets and information, visit the events page at KGORadio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Mireya Mayer, Wednesday, May 20th in Redwood City, from KGOA 10.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO, Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
It's John Hanley again from the Hanley Union Square Hotel, located in the heart of the city by the bay, with a city quiz. Can you name a city where you jump on an open-air wooden trolley, hang on for dear life without a seatbelt, and the only thing that'll stop this vehicle is a stick on a cable? Or you visit in the summer, and you take a city tour on a double-decker bus and wear a parka, gloves, and a ski mask, not as a fashion statement, but to avoid frostbite. Finally, you drive our hills and realize you proceed backwards more often than forward. The answer to all these questions is San Francisco. And that's what makes the city special. Another thing that makes the city special is the KGO package at the Hanley. You get a deluxe room with parking, 20% off at the fabulous Daily Grill. Call now, 800-995-HUSH. That's 800-995-HUSH. And ask for the KGO package and leave the driving to us.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
The San Francisco International Film Festival is back for its 58th year, running now through May 7th with an extraordinary showcase featuring 150 films and events with as many as 100 filmmakers in attendance. Tickets and program info at festival.sffs.org.
In the time you've spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
Breaking news as it happens. Twitter, text alerts, Facebook, and anytime on the Bay Area's news station, KGO 810.
I've seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone. Within a trace of not what God gave me.
Is it because the
my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade
doing
away,
waterfalls.
Sell the place and for the sunny day. You claim me and say my name, this place since I've been all the crime.
Yeah, yeah, actually, there's going to be two movies.
Oh, my. Dreams are hopeless aspirations in hopes of coming true.
I always love this song.
Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. And don't go chasing water.
Wish it had different lyrics.
Wish we had somebody different singing it. Yeah.
Kenny from We're the Millers?
Yeah, We're the Millers.
It's not Kenny from South Park.
Played the dorky kid. Okay, so from our Get a Gig department, and by the way, Manny Pacquiao may need a new one when we share with you the news of his being sued after shoulder injury dishonesty claims.
Your boxing days are over, and not just because you lost.
And by the way, if you're just hearing this for the first time, do you know what you spent your $100 on? Something that shouldn't have happened. That's what you spent your $100 on, and I hope that's all you spent. I hope you didn't fly to Las Vegas and spend $10,000.
Yeah,
because you
were
seeing
crazy.
Something that should not have happened.
Well, a lot of people did.
Yeah, because it's going to take more than just a few
minutes.
Did you
see what Beyonce was wearing, by the way? Good Lord.
No. Well, I didn't. Was ESPN showing pregame? Like red carpet stuff, because I was sitting there. I was sitting there playing.
I saw everything on Twitter that I saw, but her dress was cut down to there, yo.
Well,
I'm like, that's why
Vegas,
Manny.
Girl.
That's why Pacquiao lost. He's like, Jesus, look at that.
I'm sure it was interesting to see who was ringside.
Oh God, Bieber was there.
Oh well, of course.
Insanity.
He should have crawled in there. So yeah, Mayweather could knock him into the next century.
Yeah, right. Yes. Take a swing at him.
Even Pacquiao could have.
Why are we beating up on the
with the injury.
Beats?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So here we go from our Get a Gig department that we're working on today. Yes, these are part-time jobs that pay well for the summer, like if you're looking for a temp job.
Oh.
Uber driver. You can make like $30 an hour. That's not bad for just driving around.
It's something you do anyway,
plus,
Uber says.
And plus, you surcharge everyone here, so you make even more money. It's always, it's always the upcharge.
Yeah.
Did you notice that every time
surge
we use it?
Surge pricing.
Yes, surge pricing.
So that trickles down to the actual driver.
By the way, since I'm not an Uber driver, who gets to decide whether it's surge driving?
I'm sure it's in the algorithm.
Oh, it is.
So when they're getting a lot of hits,
you just
they're like,
can't...
let's send up the price because we're working harder.
So you as an individual can't surge price.
I'm going to charge you for picking my ass up. I don't know.
Only off the floor, Heather.
Oh, but I see what you're saying. Can we surge price our bosses? Because we're noticing a spike in listenership right now, so we should just make more money.
Every time that we've used Uber, every time we get in, they go, oh, it's surge driving rates. And you're like, okay. But who decides? What if it just should be regular rates and I tell you it's...
Are you saying like we should be able to get in and barter? Like, well, we think we should actually pay less.
No, what I'm asking is...
I'm a celebrity, damn it.
Uber decides, not the driver.
Right.
Surge pricing.
Right.
Correct.
Of course.
Okay. Bartender, you can make $75
an hour. Oh, yeah,
those are
such easy jobs to come by.
Not. Office professional, meaning a temp, they usually make $20 or $30 an hour.
Yeah. There's hope, college graduate.
Right, right. But if you're really good at something like QuickBooks, you can make even more. Babysitting's now like, low 13, high 20 an hour.
Hmm.
For doing nothing.
Maybe people could drop off their kids here at the station. We'll just put them over there in the corner.
I don't think so.
Come on, think about it. $20 a head? Oh, my God, we could make a killing.
You don't like to be around kids.
Well,
what about that part?
We'll put him in there with Jason in the booth. And he can just put his headphones on and he won't have to hear them.
Right.
Yeah.
Part-time web designer. You can make up to $150 an hour. Dog walker. These guys cash in. Learn web design right now,
everybody. Learn coding. It's easy. If you're young, do it. I'm too old to learn.
And if you can't do that, do dog walker. That's like, you know, 75. You can get $75 an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
but
tutor,
it's better if you're good at it, like Dave, Super Dave, the dog whisperer.
A tutor, if you're talking to somebody from Stanford like we were, to the last doctor, Caldeer, you could be making up to $200 an hour.
Oh.
That's not bad. Well, maybe he'll tutor me in earth science. All right. Let me see here. Oh, I know that one's good that you have. From our Geek Department.
The worst fonts to use for
yes,
a resume.
Yes, but that's good.
Because some people don't get it. Yeah, okay, so if you find a font that's all curly and cute and there's...
Don't use it.
...hearts on the eyes, don't even think about
it. Well, I think that's the obvious, but what is the one you should use?
Let's see. Someone at Bloomberg.com talked to a bunch of Drexperts and came up with the top three fonts you should and shouldn't use on a resume. Here are the ones that look good. Helvetica, always. A font so marvelous, they made a documentary about it.
They did, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And Garamond. I think all computers come with Helvetica and Garamond. Or Arial should work, but they don't have it on the list. And then Dido. The letters are slightly taller and look a little fancier. It still looks professional overall. So if you feel like you got to, you know, wave some kind of freak flag, you could do Dido.
But don't push your luck.
Yeah, don't push it. Beyond that,
And here are the 10 worst mistakes that you can make on a resume. A survey of 600 executives found the top 10 worst things people do to their resumes, including a photo. Don't. Listening and, that's why I was unemployed for three years. Listing irrelevant experience or education. It's too short. Too much personal information. A bad font choice. It's too informal or casual. It's too long. Having key information missing, like contacts or details. Factual errors. And number one is spelling and grammar. Always.
Ooh, yes, always.
All right. We'll go to Manny Pacquiao and the big brouhaha coming out of Vegas. That's right. Not the fight, something else. You'll hear next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique find, fund, and flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my find, fund, and flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes, with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters. Mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Fix the AC, build a deck, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to radio.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area. And Home Advisor.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers, all so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.